This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. has about a third of the global monkeypox cases. Monkeypox cases are at about 36,000 globally. We're at 11,890 domestically. So if we have about 12,000 compared to the 36,000, we're at about a third of the global cases. We still don't have a new name for monkeypox. And the World Health Organization posted the other day, and I'll read to you some of the comments, but the World Health Organization posted this. Assigning new names to existing diseases is the responsibility of the World Health Organization under the International 2 Classification of Diseases. The World Health Organization is holding an open consultation for a new disease name for monkeypox. Anyone wishing to propose new names can do so. Now, it was very nice of them to actually ask for our opinions. I told you I think it should be called like an orthopox 2.0 or something, because the monkeypox we're seeing that is very, very predominantly affecting the men who have sex with men community, as opposed to the other monkeypox outbreaks in Africa, seem to be more household contacts, even though I think we now have our seventh child who's been exposed and contracted monkeypox. This monkeypox is just acting a little differently. Rather than lesions on the face, we're seeing lesions in the genital area. So I figured, you know, maybe we kind of name it a 2.0. But we do have some suggestions that other people have brought up. You all might have suggestions too. So let's hear them. We'd love to hear your suggestions for monkeypox. Keep them clean. So these are some of the comments that came up on Twitter. All right. One called it the bull, the bullcrap pox. One called it pharmapox. That like us, pharmapox with the money sign. Right. Another, Jar Jar Brings Home Security, wrote, call it ripple pox, weeping pox, shedding pox, sloughing pox. Oh my God, pox. Connect the pox. I saw. Oh no, I dropped my glasses. Oh, no. Connect my box. Osh gosh pox. Okay, hold on a second. I got to find my glasses for this. This is... Oh, my God. Where's my glasses? Here we go. I love it. Connect. I'm sorry. Connect the pox. That's funny. Osh pox, heliopox, hurting pox, buddy pox, silly pox, scratchy pox, hubasnik. Now, he also has suggested these. Call it... Xbox, Xbox Live, Xbox Gold, Xbox 360, Xbox One. I'm sorry, people are funny. I gotta say that one. I gotta make a meme with that one. One asked World Health Organization, who's looking out for the chickens? All right. Another said, my suggestion is we don't give a crap, but use the S word. One reply to the World Health Organization says, I think all clades, because they're calling variants clades, should be called Clyde. We got... I'm sorry, it's funny. Alright, they say, but we can distinguish among them, among them by giving a distinctive middle name. This is all on Twitter. For instance, Clyde Dyer Monkeypox, Clyde Moan Monkeypox, Clyde Feated Monkeypox. So anyway, all right. One suggested that the World Health Organization call it monkeypox. One said, well, you could call it big pox. Yeah, I don't know if that's really going to work. One said call it the Magnus virus for the recognition of its discoverer. One suggested we call it One suggested we call it schlong COVID. Schlong COVID. I'm sorry. These are not cool. Here's another one. One Deborah Cavanaugh said maybe they should call it Jack in the Box. I'm sorry. Jack in the Box. But they don't want to offend Jack from Jack in the Box. I am sorry. Let me see. There are some, Simpox. Simpox. Let me see what else. Somebody just said agreed. They need to change it. One called it Thyropox. Not sure. Oh, and I guess there's now a concern that one called a TikTok Fox. I'm sorry. I hesitate. But some people are saying, wait a second here. There's all this about, you know, not hurting the monkeys and changing it from monkeypox. What about the chickens? Chickenpox shouldn't be called chickens, they're saying, because it's not really affecting chickens. Chickenpox. So, you know, why not a movement to change chickenpox? Winnie the Pooh. I don't get it. Bat. Okay, no, some of these are really inappropriate, so I cannot say that. I can't name some of these. Somebody said call it Shingles 2.0, and that's absolutely, no, that doesn't even make sense. Horopox, Honkypox, Solupox, and World Health Organization, who cares, pox. You know, some of these I can't even read because they're really, really bad. So I'm going to stop here. But I like Connect the Pox. Personally, you know, I think the World Health Organization has a lot of work on their hands. I do agree that it does need to be changed. I think, you know, we call it monkeypox because it was identified in monkeys in 1958, but it's not something that's endemic to monkeys. We get it in prairie dogs, squirrels, rats. You know, now it's spread almost 36,000 cases globally. So we definitely have to, you know, revisit it. And I like nomenclature that is a little bit more medical. You know, we used to use things like chickenpox, smallpox, things like that, to make it easier for the public. But remember, we're all immunologists and microbiologists after COVID. So I think we could all handle the more scientific terminology. Just TikTok pox, I don't think it would work. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so remember I told you guys that early on in the pandemic, there were some people that had to go to work. And they didn't want to go to work because their friends were able to get unemployment plus $600 a week. And because these people worked in essential businesses, they felt screwed. And so since originally you couldn't get unemployment if you quit, you had to get fired, there was this quote-unquote quiet quitting that would happen where you tried to get fired. And not so much fired for doing something bad, but just, you know what, we're going to let you go because of COVID. And then you could go and get unemployment, and then you could get the extra $600 a week. Well, quiet quitting now has a little bit of a new definition. And quiet quitting is starting to go viral. And it's a big trend. And we've seen it, we've talked about it, but we haven't used the term quiet quitting. Quiet quitting is a mode of work ethic where you're just not going to overwork. You have pandemic burnout. So you're going to do the bare minimum. You're going to take some time. And no one's really going to do anything about it because you don't think you're going to get fired. So there's a lot of videos on TikTok showing people trying to quiet quit. It has a hashtag, over 3 million views on TikTok. Doesn't mean people necessarily want to quit their job, but it's trying to help people from overachieving at work. Quiet quitters argue that if you overachieve at work, you could burn out. So if you quiet quit, it helps your mental health. So, according to 24-year-old Paige West, told the Wall Street Journal, I took a step back and said, I'm just going to work the hours I'm supposed to work, then I'm really getting paid to work. Besides that, I'm not going to go extra. Now, I get that. I get that. I can't stand it when I see an employer ask you to do extra work on the side and not get paid for it. So I get that. But that's not so much what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. I hear from many of you that you have employees that are sitting there. They're watching Netflix at work. They're playing, you know, on their computers. They're playing video games. They're texting. And even though that's something that's always happened, they have this attitude like, well, what are you going to do? You going to fire me? There's still a labor shortage. There shouldn't be, but there still is, where people have trouble finding individuals that they're like, you know what? At least they're showing up to work. And so what went from, you know, if you want the job, you need to bust your ass, to, you know what? As long as you're filling the seat, I'll keep you and pay you, and we'll pay you all these extra benefits to keep you, there's this shift. Now, as an American consumer, I'm very, very nervous about the economy. And I'm very, very nervous about either the recession we're in, by definition, or the recession that is about to be, that's really, really going to hurt. And the one thing I've noticed is I am spending less money, not only because things are expensive, but the quality and the customer service suck. I'll go someplace, and you could see the person just doesn't give a crap. And I'm like, I'm supposed to spend all this extra money plus tip you. I'd rather not. And I've had so many experiences that it's just not worth the money. Now, this quiet quitting is a trend that's growing. Don't overachieve. You'll burn out. And I get it. I see both sides. How many of you have busted your butt for your employer only to not have no loyalty and, you know, to get kicked out? I mean, look at what's going on with Minneapolis. You have teachers, depending on their race or color, that are going to get fired. And it doesn't matter what seniority or, you know, what sweat they put into their jobs. So when people see this and they're like, well, it doesn't matter because, you know, there's other metrics and it's not work ethic, they're rolling it back. And this rollback is nothing new. We see that with people working from home. They wake up when they want to. They log in when they want to. They'll have the TV on in the background. Well, you know, work ethic is changing. But the one thing that may stave off horrible recession realities is customer demand and customer needs. And if you have this idea, like remember I told you a week or two, there was somebody who posted on TikTok or Instagram. She was on break in her car, and she was like, oh, God, look what I have to deal with. I should just go home. And you see a bunch of customers coming into the store. Now, rather than her being, okay, this is great, these customers are paying my salary, she's trying to get sympathy online from people going, yeah, you should just leave and call in sick. This anti-work attitude. See, the pendulum always swings. I've been talking to you guys about burnout. I've been teaching you how to delegate, deflect, defer, to, you know, say no, not take too much on, you know, work on the projects that you can that do well. I've been trying to tell you guys to you know, avoid burnout. But on the flip side, now we're going to these videos of people just kind of sitting there twiddling their thumbs and messing around. And no, that it's going the opposite. And I think many of us have seen that either our employees or people, even employers, I've even seen managers, they just don't give a crap. But they're calling it's because of pandemic fatigue. Well, a lot of us were off work or worked less during the pandemic. So if you're fatigued from that, we're never going to go back to a strong work ethic. And I'm not saying work ethic means you work hours you don't get paid for. But when you're there, you do a damn good job. And employers are really going to have to turn around and figure out how to do incentives. Either, you know, look, if you took care of 100 customers this week, you're going to be making this bonus. 110 customers, this bonus. Or for every customer over 100, you're going to get this bonus. And then that might hopefully, when a bunch of people do walk into a store, not get that, I've done that where I've walked into a store, two people are talking, screwing off, they see me and then they look disappointed, and I'm like, no, I'm just looking around, keep doing what you're doing. I don't want them to be mad that I'm coming into their store buying something. You know, but trust me, I don't go back to the store then. I don't need to walk in somewhere, spend overpriced prices, just for people who are working there to be ticked off that now they have to stop their conversation. And I tell them, I go, don't stop your, don't keep doing what you're doing. I'm just going to look around because I don't want to tip them off. I mean, I get it. I've been in good conversations at work and I've hated being interrupted with my good conversations. So I get that, but come on, you know, workplace is supposed to be work and we're really changing the whole concept of what that means. So this quiet quitting could actually mean multiple things. It used to mean you were trying to get yourself fired. And you quiet quit by just working less, not being very obvious about it, until finally your productivity is crap, that your boss lets you go and you get to collect unemployment. Now it's an effort to save people's mental health and prevent burnout by telling them to just not work that hard. And, you know, I think this is spawned by people don't think they get to grow in a company. See, I always thought that if you get hired in the mailroom or wherever, you can bust your butt, shine, and then start going up the ladder. And I think a lot of people realize that they're fed such BS, they're never going to make partner, they're never going to be vice president. It's all about, you know, who you are and who you know and who you slept with or whatever. So people don't get to, if they do things right, that they're like, well, then why am I busting my butt? And, you know, I spoke to the kids about this because I've always been an overachiever. And I told them, I go, look, if you have a job that isn't that stressful and isn't that demanding, you know, because, you know, at first sometimes the kids are like, okay, well then, you know, maybe I need to switch to a job that does push me more, challenge me more. I even found myself telling them, well, you know, what's great is now you can have something else on the side. Your whole life shouldn't be all about work. And so we Gen X's or baby boomers have taught our Gen Z kids that it's not all about work. You need a work-life balance because you're going to one day hit middle age and you're going to go through a crisis because you will have lost your youth. So if you can have an active and a good lifestyle, you know, and balance, that really is ideal. But that doesn't mean to do crap work. It doesn't mean to sit on the job. You could have a good work-life balance while still having good work ethic. And those Gen Zs or millennials that figure that out, they're going to be the ones who are the most successful and the happiest. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. A federal judge scheduled the in-person event. This comes as many Republicans, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, are calling on the Justice Department to release the affidavit in the case.
Show your cards. Merrick Garland can't have it both ways. He can't give us the inventory of the warrant without telling us why it was necessary to raid the former president's home, and there was no less intrusive method available. The affidavit should help us a lot understand what happened here.
The National Hurricane Center is admitting they were wrong in their prediction that this year's Atlantic hurricane season will bring an above normal average number of storms. So far, there hasn't been a single hurricane. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, so I see Mike Tyson every now and then. We have a lot of people. I see Mayweather often. I see, you know, we have a lot of celebrities that either live here, have a home, have a residency. But Mike Tyson, last I saw him, he looked pretty good. But now it's been reported that he was in a wheelchair at Miami Airport. People are a little nervous about his health. He's only 56 years old. And recently, Mike Tyson had talked about how his quote-unquote expiration date is coming real soon. Even though he posed for selfies with fans as he went through a terminal at Miami International Airport, he has been open about him suffering with sciatica. Sciatica, you know, the horrific pain, numbness you could get down one leg stemming from your back or from a pinching of the nerve, psoas muscle. Sciatica could be caused by a few things. And yeah, that could definitely cause you to be, in a wheelchair. And he has been using a cane, but now he seems to be really losing some mobility. Apparently, he had said that his back pain had made him quit boxing, and a serious flare-up in 2020 left him in tears and bedbound for 2 weeks. And mind you, sciatica's huge. Sciatica's very, very painful, but you just start to wonder if there's something else going on. An insider close to Tyson assured fans, speaking to TMZ, that it's just an occupational hazard for an athlete like Mike. But Iron Mike has spoken more morbidly about how he expects his death to come real soon. This was while he was speaking to a trauma and addiction therapist. He said, "We are all going to die one day, of course." He said, "Then when I look in the mirror, I see those little spots on my face. I say, wow, that means my expiration date is coming close real soon." Now, Tyson has also been in the news because there is, I believe, a show on Hulu that allegedly produced a series on his life without his consent nor offered him any compensation. So he has spoken out about that. And then he thanked his friend, Dana White. I know Dana also. Dana White I know as our kids went to school together. He thanked him for his refusal to be involved in the picture. He said, "Hulu tried to desperately pay my brother Dana White millions without offering me a dollar to promote their slave master takeover story about my life. He turned it down because he honors friendship and treating people with dignity." Now I'm kind of blown away. Why wouldn't they, talk to him? So Tyson's career started in the 80s when he beat Hector Mercedes. And he was only about 18 years old at the time. And then he gained a huge reputation, a lot of things throughout his life, but he's not looking that good. And so I'm really, really hoping that he can come through that. He's only 53, way too young. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today marks the death of Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley died August 16th, 1977. He was found unconscious in his Graceland mansion. I believe he was on the toilet at the time, and that has caused a lot of concern for those of us that sometimes really strain, to potty. We're like, oh my gosh, we don't want to have a heart attack. He was pronounced dead, has been buried on the grounds of Graceland. A lot of fans. I have not been to Graceland. I want to go. I just haven't made it there yet. But he had a rough time in the end. A lot of pain, we're being told. So, I have not seen the movie yet. Well, the movie I heard was about 3 hours long, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to have to see. I can't sit there for 3 hours, so I'll see the movie when it streams. I pay so much for so many cable stations that, if it's not going to be a movie with a bunch of special effects, I'm not going to see it in the theater. But I've been a big fan of his music, especially the 50s songs. And his health declined when he was in his 40s. He was really young. He had divorced Priscilla Presley in 1973, which was just 4 years before he died. He developed a dependence on prescription drugs. He tried to maintain a grueling schedule. He also gained a lot of weight, went to food. You also don't know if he took steroids, if he needed steroids for a lot of his pain issues, and that could have also, caused him to swell. They said, according to Yahoo News, his body was swollen, he struggled to sleep, he was constipated, everything just hurt. So, you just also wonder if maybe, he had to be on steroids to handle some of his pain. And we're only talking about somebody in his 40s. And so on August 16th, he was found unconscious, rushed to the hospital, found dead. They, people thought that it was drugs, it was overdose, but I think it was ruled a heart attack. And, it's one of those things where we see people who live these lives that he was the king and still is. When you're in Vegas, you are reminded of Elvis daily. Actually, almost every block, because there's an Elvis impersonator. In fact, there's this one guy, he's always on a scooter, and he drives around in Elvis all over the place on a scooter. And but it's 70s Elvis with the sideburns. See, there, you will have a lot more 70s Elvises than 50s Elvises. Because one is, you know, Elvis came and played at the International when it opened, which later became the Las Vegas Hilton, which is now the Westgate. But also, it is much easier with people's weight and body habitus to be older Elvis than younger Elvis. So you have anybody from young to being middle age that can, you know, do the older Elvis. And so they do. But I wish that there was a better way for individuals who make such an amazing impact on music, on pop culture, on history, where they just don't always seem to have, tragedy. James Dean, Ricky Nelson, Richie Valens, I mean, you know, you these, Buddy Holly, the one that did Crazy, Connie Francis. Now, I mind you, plane accidents and during storms and, you know, obviously things are, technology is better these days. But you just see sometimes the most iconic individuals die young. And it makes you wonder. I know some of you have reached out. You want to know why this younger pop idol apparently died in his sleep. This is UK singer Darius. He is, he was found in Rochester, Minnesota on August 11th, dead. And I believe he was only 41 years old. Former pop idol contestant was found unresponsive at the age of 41. We don't know if it was heart attack. We don't know if it was medications. Local medical examiner's office is, you know, looking at it. No signs of intent or suspicious circumstances. But it just seems like, you know, when you're in show business, you just don't live that long. When I was younger, I wanted to be in show business, of course. And I asked my family, you know, look, just support me, be more supportive. And, you know, my mom, you know, being a child during the 50s was like, no, bad things happen. Don't get on a plane. Bad things happen to stars, to, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. So, you know, as we, remember Elvis, people will remember and they always turn to that. They always go, well, he did drugs, or he went to painkillers, or he this. And I really wish people would just remember what they did. And I think it's because when somebody dies and you're trying to make sense of it, you try to go for the facts that don't make you feel scared. Like, well, I don't do that. You know, so even though, yeah, I'm on a toilet, I don't necessarily take the medications he takes. And, you know, so but when there's no reason and there's no explanation as to why these things happen, it's very frustrating. 1-877-DR-DELLA, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I try to keep up to date with everything going on. I believe Trump had accused the FBI of stealing his passports. And we're now being told that the FBI has returned his passports. So, what the hell is going on? What did they have to take? What are they taking? In fact, there's a meme that was circulating where Trump looked like he was laughing with Tucker Carlson, and it says, and then I told the FBI that I hid the nuclear codes in Melania's underwear drawer. And, you know, people have been kind of having fun with all this and making jokes and all that, and but, you know, this is some serious stuff. What the hell is going on? I mean, what did Trump do? Both Democrats and Republicans want to know, did Trump do something so heinous, so criminal, requiring the FBI to do all this, or is this a witch hunt? So the FBI has returned three passports it recovered from Mar-a-Lago during its quote-unquote unannounced search raid of Donald Trump's Florida home. The federal judge who approved the search warrant has now scheduled a hearing on whether to unseal the affidavit used to obtain it. This is going to take place on Thursday. It comes after Trump has furiously called for the immediate release of the completely unredacted document on Monday. According to Daily Mail, the Bureau acknowledged taking the former president's passports the same day he accused them of having stolen them on his Truth Social app. A Department of Justice official confirmed to the outlet that they are now back in the former president's possession. And again, why did they take them? Why wasn't that something that they could have asked for? Was that something that they did ask for and the president refused to let them see? Don't they have access to our passports electronically? Again, this is just all very confusing. I mean, you guys might know more. Is that common where when you raid, you just take whatever's in the safe, whatever important documents there are, throw them in the box, and then give them back later? Is that kind of how it happens? I don't know. So, Daily Mail reached out to the Department of Justice and FBI for confirmation. The Department of Justice, I don't know, all we have is they have confirmed that the passports got back to him. The DOJ is expected to argue against making the affidavit public, having formally opposed its release on Monday in a court filing. It warned the affidavit's release will likely chill future cooperation from witnesses as its investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents continues. So I'm a little concerned because the longer they hide this, then the worse it gets. If this is something that they had full authority within the law, it should be a no-brainer. We wanted these documents, he didn't have it, so we went in and got them. But when they seem to want to fight it, it makes me think, as an American citizen, that it's not so much that they have something to hide, it's there's going to be that inconsistency. Once that gets out there, and they, well, if you raided President Trump, former President Trump, for this, then why Hillary Clinton's raid? Where's Hunter Biden's raid? Where's President Biden's raid? Where's everybody else's raid? That's what I'm wondering. It might be happening. Where they might have had the strength of the law behind them, but they haven't used it until, you know, to that degree, except for Trump. And now, once they do that, they are forever marred if they don't use the same passion and judiciousness for anybody else. So that's my guess why they want to kind of keep it quiet. They say the department offered to release less descriptive documents. The former president said Monday that it was in the interest of transparency the affidavit be made public following the quote horrible and shocking break-in at Mar-a-Lago. And I know there's been a lot of debate. Some people are calling it a raid, some people aren't. I could see why everybody's definition differs, but if it really did happen such that police came, attorneys were told they couldn't be present, they had to stand outside, you know, were hit with a search warrant, and they went into closets and underwear drawers and whatever, then to me that's a raid. For any of us who went to college and had a panty raid done on them, that's a raid. A raid is somebody going into your belongings without your permission and doing it forcibly. That's a raid. Now, they said it was a search, and I get it. You know, we have a search warrant to search, and then you let them in and they search. But it doesn't sound like, you know, that. It sounded like they took things that they shouldn't have. Trump slammed a very large number of quote-unquote gun-toting FBI agents who entered his home. And he demanded the judge who authorized the search warrant recuse himself. Trump spokesperson Taylor Budowich shared an email from the DOJ official appearing to admit the FBI did seize his three passports when he raided the house. Budowich shared the message with the National Security Division's Jay Bratt, apparently saying two expired passports and an active diplomatic one were taken in the FBI raid of his Florida estate. The former president's spokesperson also hit back at CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell, who earlier said a source in the DOJ had told her that the FBI did not have the documents. Now, again, see, this doesn't help. Now, the burden of proof and the guilty before proven innocent is now on the FBI. Everybody should be innocent until proven guilty and all that, but now the FBI has to dig themselves out of a hole. And to some people, they might think that if Trump has that cocktail napkin from Kim Jong-un, and it should have been classified, and he has it at his house, some people will be like, oh, that's horrible. But others are going to be like, okay, but you had to enter his home? Guns blazing? Representatives thrown out of the house? Was that really necessary? The FBI from here on out is going to have to treat everybody the same that they treated President Trump once that gets out. And I know it was a really big decision. It was, you know, Merrick Garland said, I am the one that, you know, authorized it. Well, you know, you do have to recuse yourself. You obviously aren't a fan of his. And so, you know, the Justice Department does not look like it's a very neutral entity. Obviously, you know, when Merrick Garland is the one that said, yep, I approved it. Well, if you did approve it, you know, did you realize the fallout and the position you put the FBI in? There are FBI agents that are being threatened. And, you know, what if the FBI didn't want to do this? That's why I always, you know, tell people, you know, working for the government has definite benefits, but then there's also disadvantages where if you have to do something you don't believe in. And you're supposed to be doing it for the country, but if the process is not constitutional or it's not on the up and up or it's, you know, you're then taking the blame for it. So them having taken the passports and then being forced to give them back, it doesn't necessarily mean that the FBI was 100% in the wrong, but they're going to have a big, big hole they have to dig themselves out of. And when they do finally release the documents and the search warrant, and if the average American is like, top secret doesn't necessarily mean classified, and, you know, again, was a search of someone's home that necessary? You know, this couldn't have been subpoenaed, couldn't have been, you know, there's other means. They're going to have to then, to not look like they were purposely going against Trump, they're going to have to, from here on out, do the exact same thing for anybody else that could have had classified, including Hillary. And I don't know if they want to start going down that path. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.